What's up, Pittsburgh Steelers fans? Jeff Hartman here from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I'm the editor of that fine establishment. If you haven't checked it out, be sure to do so. We've got all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs. You name it, we've got it. And on Monday afternoon, I think a lot of people were talking about the Super Bowl, but quite honestly, I'm sick and tired of talking about Tom Brady. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the New England Patriots. I'm sick and tired of the Atlanta Falcons and their piss poor performance in the second half of that game. And so we're going to talk about something different. Now, Monday evening, there was news with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you haven't heard, we have this article on the website, and that is that the Steelers have released or waived, whatever term you want to call it, it's the same thing, the cornerback that they picked up prior to the 2016 season, Justin Gilbert. Yes, Justin Gilbert, formerly of the Cleveland Browns. Justin Gilbert, the former number one first-round draft pick. He lasted with the Steelers for 1 year. They picked him up. They traded Justin Gilbert. The Steelers sent a sixth-round draft pick in 2018 to the Cleveland Browns for Gilbert, and the Browns picked up Gilbert's signing bonus. So, for those that are wondering, all reports show that the Steelers will not owe any dead money or anything of that nature towards Gilbert's dismissal and removal from the team. No one knows why he left the team, or why he was, I should say, removed from the team. Everyone has their speculations. We all heard the stories when he was in Cleveland, how he missed meetings, he couldn't wake up on time, yada, yada, yada. We know that song and dance. But no one's saying anything about why the Steelers released Justin Gilbert. Everyone has their own idea. Everyone has their own philosophy. Everyone has their own theory, I should say. Well, here's the nuts and bolts of it, if you ask me. He just wasn't in the team's plans anymore. I think that they picked up Justin Gilbert as an insurance policy. Artie Burns is a rookie. No one knew what he was going to be able to bring to the table, especially when he missed the majority of training camp with a quad injury, and he had to work his way back and kind of, as Mike Tomlin says, jump on board of a moving train. So, they pick him up for insurance. You think he's going to be able to return kicks. He doesn't do that until the divisional round of the AFC playoffs. They used him in the Week 4 game against the Kansas City Chiefs to cover Travis Kelce, and other than that, he was a no-show for the Steelers. He was inactive some weeks. He didn't even get a helmet on game day, and now he's gone. The Steelers' depth chart, if you're wondering, is pretty bare bones. Taking a look at it, which it's funny because as I record this podcast on Monday night, the Steelers have already removed Justin Gilbert from their official depth chart, and I don't know if that was intentional, if that was left off during the playoffs, they just haven't updated it, but it's just kind of humorous to me that Justin Gilbert is nowhere to be found on this depth chart. So your left starting cornerback per the official Steelers.com depth chart is Artie Burns. Behind Artie Burns on the outside is William Gay. So you go to the right side. The starting cornerback is Ross Cockrell. The backup, the second string player, is William Gay. For both the left and the right side cornerback positions, the third string player is Alha Shabazz. And that is it. That's it. I mean, really, I mean, you might talk some practice squad players. You might talk about some, all those guys that might be getting futures contracts. And let's be honest, they're not going to make the team. I would be absolutely stunned if they made the team. So what does this all mean? Because technically, Justin Gilbert could have and maybe should have had a chance to go into 2017-2018 season after spending a year in the system and getting a chance to prove that he could be quality depth behind a Cockrell or a Burns. Now, I think the Steelers are they're planning on Senquez Golson to come back and help aid in the slot, which would give William Gay some flexibility. But what does this all mean? What is this telling us? Well, I'm going to get to that right after a word from our sponsors. So the dismissal of Justin Gilbert, you looking at the depth chart, you're wondering what the heck's going on. It just didn't make sense. Doesn't add up. He wasn't going to be a high price tag. The Steelers owe no money to him now. What's going on? In my opinion, Justin Gilbert was a player that the Steelers looked at prior to that draft class in 2014, and by all accounts coming out of the Steelers organization, that they were very interested in him. And the Cleveland Browns picked him up. That was their first draft pick of that draft. And then they decide they're going to let him go. And so the Steelers wanted to see what he had, not only physically, but also mentally and maturity-wise. And if you ask me, it's clear they didn't like what they saw, plain and simple. Maybe he wasn't as good as advertised. Maybe he just didn't have that personality that fits the team. Maybe he didn't get along with the players and coaches. I'm not trying to speculate. I'm just saying that it's really the only logical thing, the only reason for the Steelers to let him go. Here's another aspect of things that you have to keep in mind, and that's the upcoming 2017 draft. I would say it's almost a given. The Steelers will spend a top three draft pick on a cornerback, because you just heard me read off the depth chart. It's not that great. If they could get someone like Golson back and stay healthy, and they get a draft pick that can come in and actually be good depth, possibly challenge Ross Cockrell for a starting job, all of a sudden that changes the dynamic of the depth chart. But if you have Justin Gilbert on the roster, you have to wonder what's going to happen. Now, the Steelers typically, and I should say historically, have often let players go early to allow them time to try to find a new job. And maybe that's what they did for Gilbert. Maybe they met with him and said, look, it's not working out. I think that you agree, maybe we both agree, that this just isn't working, so we're going to let you go. Maybe that's what happened. And if that's the case, so be it. The Steelers gave him a chance, and it didn't pan out. But back to the draft. This means that, in my opinion, the Steelers are guaranteed going to get a quarterback. Would they get a free agent quarterback? Possibly. But if you're going to take a gamble on a free agent cornerback, it's going to cost you some money. And that's money that could be going to Antonio Brown, could be going to Le'Veon Bell, could be going to other players like Ross Cockrell, who's the exclusive right free agent, players like Alejandro Villanueva. There's a number of players along the Steelers lineup that you could be giving them money, when in reality, if you're going to go out and get a cornerback, that's just not what the Steelers typically do. They will typically go out into free agency and get one, I guess you would call it a high-priced free agent. And that's to the Steelers' standards, which is not nearly the standards of the rest of the National Football League. They did it when they got Mike Mitchell. They did it when they got Ladarius Green. But they also pick up those other fringe players, you know, the Ricardo Matthews, the unfortunate signing of Cam Thomas, players like that. So they will dabble in free agency, but they're not going to make the big splash. So the Steelers will be getting a cornerback in the draft, I'm almost certain. But how high would they go in actually drafting a cornerback? Would they spend a first rounder on him? Would they go second round, third round? That's a big debate right now, because the Steelers, it's all about their draft position. I don't think the Steelers are going to trade up in the draft. I would doubt it, but I wouldn't be stunned, but I doubt it, that the Steelers are going to move up. So if they're not going to move up, they're drafting 30th. That's obviously the tail end of the first round. You have to wonder what kind of talent's going to be left. Everyone's talking about pass rusher. They said this is where they're going to go. It's going to be pass rush, no doubt about it. This is a great group of pass rushers. This is a group that honestly is very, very deep, very good talent from top to bottom. Maybe the Steelers look at that and say, why would we take a reach on a first-round edge rusher when we could get a first-round quality corner and get that edge rusher in round two? Something to think about. The Steelers are going to have their options open. Whether they trade, I doubt it. Could doubt it again, but ultimately I look at this and see that Justin Gilbert's release is a very multifaceted move, and the last facet of that move is that the Steelers are going to be looking to add a cornerback to their roster for the upcoming season. I was a person that wished it worked out. I like Justin Gilbert coming out of college. He is oozing with physical ability. It just seems like the mental aspect of the game gets in the way. We'll see how it pans out. I'm Jeff Hartman, editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Steelers Hangout. We'll see you next time.